a stirring appeal. In the letter, Stegner connected the idea of wilderness to a fundamental part of American identity. He called wilderness something that has helped form our character and that has certainly shaped our history as a people, the challenge against which our character as a people was formed, and the thing that has helped to make an American different from, and, until we forget in the roar of our industrial cities, more fortunate than other men. Without wild places, he argued, the U.S. would be just like every other over-industrialized place in the world. Stegner expressed little concern with how wilderness might support outdoor recreation on public lands. He didn't care whether wilderness areas had once featured roads, trails, homesteads, or even natural resource extraction. What he cared about was Americans' freedom to protect and enjoy these places. Stegner recognized that the freedom to protect, to restrain ourselves from consuming, was just as important as the freedom to consume. The geography of hope. Perhaps most importantly, he wrote, wilderness was an intangible and spiritual resource, a place that gave the nation our hope and our excitement. Landscapes that were good for our spiritual health, even if we never once in 10 years set foot in it. Stegner penned the letter during a national debate about the value of preserving wild places in the face of future development. Something will have gone out of us as a people, he wrote, if we ever let the remaining wilderness be destroyed. If not protected, Stegner believed these wildlands that helped shape American identity would fall to what he viewed as the same exploitative forces of unrestrained capitalism that had industrialized the nation for the past century. The closing sentences of the letter are Stegner's best. We simply need that wild country available to us, even if we never do more than drive to its edge and look in. For it can be a means of reassuring ourselves of our sanity as creatures, a part of the geography of hope. Vocabulary focus. Untrammeled. Cornerstone. Off the cuff. Riff. Stirring. Homestead. Exploitative. Sanity.